In the aftermath of Tropical Storm Harvey, we've been reporting on immigrants in Houston. Many are fearful about asking for help because of their status. Disabled immigrants, though, face more than just legal risks when the floodwaters rise. Pancho Arguelles directs Houston's Living Hope Wheelchair Association.
When water starts rising, you or I probably could run or swim to safety. But if you are in an electric wheelchair, you know that you're not going to have a possibility to make a quick exit. Then if you are an immigrant who has a limited English proficiency, a lot of this information is given to you in a language that you are trying to better understand.
Remind us, if you're undocumented and you have a spinal cord injury or are a paraplegic, do you qualify for any government assistance if you're undocumented?
Sadly, in Harris County, that has been limited since 12 years ago when they made a decision to stop providing catheters, diapers, wheelchairs, and that made the life of our members very hard. That's how the organization was born. It has been repeated a lot that immigrants come to this country and have access to all kind of social services and welfare programs, and that's just a blatant lie. Even for documented immigrants, access to many programs is limited. We have a very high rate of uninsured people, both immigrants but also citizens. We have members in wheelchairs that sometimes had to wait up to 15 hours before being seen in the emergency room.
Can you tell us the story of Armando? He's a quadriplegic man who lives in a flooded mobile home with his children. I know he called 911 over the weekend. They couldn't help him. You tried. Tell us what happened.
He lives with a family that takes care of him. And the water started racing in the trailer park where they live. So we were trying to get emergency personnel to get to them, but as you can imagine, the system was overwhelmed, and they had to evacuate themselves. At some point, they decided that the best thing to do was to get out. So they got a children inflatable pool that they had at the house, and they put him in there. He had to abandon his electric wheelchair, and then they put the two small children on it. And then they, Mari, who's the woman who he lives with, they had to walk across that parking lot and then in a couple of blocks with water up to their chest in the middle of the night, and he cannot swim. So I'm really inspired and blown away by the courage and by Mari. When crises come, I don't think immigrant communities are like, oh, life shouldn't be like this. My comfort is being challenged. It's like people are used to confront very hard situations. So with Mari, she never lost her cool. Armando, he was extremely calm.
Pancho, you mentioned state politics. What's interesting is Texas Governor Greg Abbott, he himself was paralyzed below the waist at age 26, and he's used a wheelchair ever since. Has that made him more aware of the problems faced by immigrants in wheelchairs?
That's a mystery to me. He chose to reject $6 billion of federal money for Medicaid expansion that will have really helped people who have healthcare needs to enroll in Medicaid and Medicare. These are U.S. citizens and legal residents. And he rejected that money, that it was really several billion dollars. After he won a lawsuit for the accident that he had, later he pushed legislation that limits the capacity of people to do this kind of lawsuits. It's really baffling to me.
Pancho Arguelles directs the Living Hope Wheelchair Association in Houston, Texas. Thanks, Pancho.
Thank you.
We reached out to Governor Abbott's office to hear more about their commitment to the wheelchair bound. We haven't heard back yet.